33. The air is calm. Barometer at 3019 is up slightly. No precipitation today. And again, with cloudy skies following a midnight reading of 30, it is 26 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, where the news from AP at 6 o'clock is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Word just in, an Israeli airstrike reportedly has killed a senior Hezbollah commander in southern Lebanon. That from a security official in Lebanon. A major storm's going to whack much of the nation this week. The National Weather Service is warning that there'll be snow in the Plain States today, and it'll move into the Midwest tonight and Tuesday. And that is just the start. The Northeast is expected to see heavy snow on Tuesday. Allison Conley's in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where she says they only got a couple of inches of snow from the latest storm.
I think it's funny because everybody's been freaking out about it, and we've been betting as to, like, how much snow we're actually going to have. And it's looking like not that much.
The piece of that plane that blew off a Boeing airliner over Oregon on Friday has been found. The AP's Donna Warder.
At a news conference carried by KATU, NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says a teacher discovered the lost door plug in his backyard in Portland and sent the photos to the safety board. Investigators will examine the 26-by-40-inch plug for signs of how it broke free Friday from an unused exit as a Boeing 737 MAX 9 cruised about 3 miles over Oregon. Homendy says the explosive rush of air damaged several rows of seats, pulled insulation from the walls, and ripped the headset off the co-pilot, who had been in the cockpit with a closed door.
They hear a bang. They immediately put on their oxygen masks.
Homendy says a pressurization light came on during or after three previous flights, but she says investigators are not sure if the warning light is related to Friday's incident. I'm Donna Warder.
Pope Francis wants a universal ban on what he calls the despicable practice of surrogate motherhood. He calls it the commercialization of pregnancy. Oppenheimer won big at the Golden Globes last night. This is AP News. Did you go to the movies over the weekend? Maybe not, says the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Wonka is the number one movie this weekend.
Oompa, loompa, dumpa-dee-doo.
Wonka earned another $14.4 million domestically in its fourth week out, according to studio estimates. Audiences are down 16% compared to the same time last year. There was only one new major movie this week, the horror flick Night Swim, which debuts in second place. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom is number three, with Migration in fourth. Anyone But You is fifth. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Coal miners in North Dakota have unearthed a mammoth tusk buried for thousands of years, a 7-foot-long mammoth tusk. A subsequent dig at the discovery site found more bones, more than 20 bones, according to a paleontologist, including a shoulder blade, ribs, a tooth, and parts of hips. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Calling all Rockwell Automation employees and retirees. The holidays are still in full swing, and the Rockwell Automation Social Committee invites you to a joyous celebration. Save the date for January 13th from 5 p.m. to midnight. We'll be spreading holiday cheer at the Phoenix Center. Join us for an evening of laughter, memories, and festive delights. Let's make this celebration one to remember. The Rockwell Automation Holiday Celebration. Because the joy doesn't end when the holidays do. See you there.
An update on sports today is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. The Packers return to the NFL playoffs after a 17-9 win over the Bears. Quarterback Jordan Love completed 27 of 32 passes for 316 yards, two scores with no interceptions. Love was 7 of 8 for 76 yards and two touchdowns on third down plays. Elsewhere in the NFL, Cincinnati 31-14 over Cleveland, Detroit 30, Minnesota 20, the Jets 17, New England 3, New Orleans 48-17 over Atlanta, Tampa Bay 9-0 over Carolina, Tennessee 28, Jacksonville 20, Dallas with a win against Washington 38-10, Dallas the next opponent of the Packers in the first round of the playoffs coming up on Sunday afternoon, the late game, which will kick off around 3:30. Kansas City 13, the Chargers 12, Rams 21-20 over San Francisco, Las Vegas 27, Denver 14, Giants 27, Philadelphia 10, Seattle 21-20 over Arizona, and Buffalo a winner against Miami last night 21-14. From the NBA, Cleveland 117, San Antonio 115. In overtime, Portland 134, Brooklyn 127. New Orleans 133, Sacramento 100. Orlando beat Atlanta 117-110 in overtime. Dallas 115, Minnesota 108. Denver 131, Detroit 114. Memphis 121, Phoenix 115. Toronto 133, Golden State 118. And the Lakers 106. Clippers 103. The Bucks return to action after a loss Saturday night. They'll be hosting Utah this evening. And the Badger women's basketball team defeated Illinois 67-61 on Sunday.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
Did you know there was a national blood shortage declared in September of last year? Winter is the most difficult season to maintain blood supply in hospitals across the nation, and donors are needed now more than ever. Someone in the U.S. needs blood every 2 seconds. Make a difference in someone's life by donating blood or platelets today. Visit richlandhospital.com for information about our next blood drive.
Cloudy, fairly mild yet, a high of 35 today, and tonight breezy with snow by late evening, 29 degrees, 1 to 3 inches possible by this time tomorrow morning. And then Tuesday, 4 to 6 inches expected, snow heavy at times with a high of 34, an additional 1 inch on Thursday night. A winter storm warning for almost our entire area begins at midnight for some of us tonight, and then around 6 a.m. tomorrow morning for Iowa and Sauk counties. Then we're not out of the woods. 1 to 2 inches possible Wednesday night. Thursday, 28. Several inches possible on Friday. Man, right now at WRCO, we're down to our overnight lows so far. It is 26 degrees.
We were so free. Stars without the guitar, just a radio. We were living in the moment, nowhere to go, buzzing on the good stuff, letting it run all night. Trucks were jacked up, couldn't get enough of them pretty little things climbing up inside and singing like.
Summer long, all summer like a drum. Still remember the first time, tangled up in tan lines, really thought it was love. Couldn't wait to see her every day. We'd head to the lake, meet with our friends on the boat till the sun went down. And even when the sun went down, we were still turning up. Hey, flying down that highway, time to waste. Getting way too sideways, falling in and then right back out. Love faster than a July setting sun. Living every day like tomorrow wasn't gonna come.
Ryan Montgomery on WRCO and all summer long. 11 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. We hope it was a good weekend for you. Good end of the weekend for us Packer fans. And then you're staring in the face of some snow that could be on the way. And I'm not one that really likes it. But snow enthusiasts, I'm sure, are giddy today for that possibility. Really interesting how the forecast changed. And that's to be expected. But a lot of times when I'm here at the station, I read the weather, or I hear the weather, and then when I'm out and about, I mean, the radio's on, but I don't always listen that carefully. So Friday, they were saying, it looks like, you know, maybe just some light accumulation for our immediate area Tuesday. All right. Okay, that sounds good. And then I came in Saturday and looked at the forecast, and they're saying, oh, you know, three to five inches. I'm like, oh, man, where did that come from? And then it kept getting worse and worse. And oh, well, looks like southeastern part of the state could be in for quite a bit more tomorrow, and we're kind of right on that fringe, but we're all going to get some, it sounds like. So, get ready. I'll have to get the blade on the old Alice Chalmers.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. It's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on. On a duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, and more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight.
sand mine. It's in the middle of nowhere, only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
Fights, dropping hints, and just last night I caught a tear as she slipped off to sleep. She's not here, but she's not gone. I guess she must be waiting on the kind of man I promised her I'd be. As any fool can see, she's gonna cross that line. She's got leaving on her mind. And it's too late, but what keeps killing me? Knowing I've been blind, as any fool can see. How long did I think she'd stand? Me to be the kind of man that came and went just as I dang well pleased. While she sits at home alone with fears and feelings of her own, Lord knows goodbye would bring me to my knees. As any fool can see, she's gonna cross that line.
Tracy Lawrence, as any fool can see. 18 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, as any fool can see. I need to clean my glasses so I can see. Anyway, it's 26 degrees in Richland Center, and we move on toward farm news and markets and more details on sports. A little bit later on, we'll check out some notes on yesterday's game. Plus, we began the week in high school sports. We'll probably get tonight's games in, no problem. Tomorrow, well, it sounds like there could be a problem.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes a 30-cow milking herd dispersal from Crawford County, AI sired and AI bred. This young stall barn herd, mostly first and second lactation, sold out in 2020 and started back up 6 months later with heifers. Monthly herd check from Cashton Vet Service, plus fresh cows and two-year-olds. Milking and bred back cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, baby heifer, and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stateauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday at 11:30.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift, it's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Well, get the snow shovels ready. Looks like, there could be some on the way. So we'll have more details when we check out the weather in a little while here today from Tony Schumacher. Everybody pretty much bearing down on the fact that we're going to get some. So I'm thinking we're going to now. I was a little skeptical, but I think we're going to get some. Again, the Phil Knee prediction is not as much as the higher end, but it looks like we're going to get some. That's all I know. And that's not a very good educated guess on my part. It's just a feeling that I have. Anyway, 6:21 the time, here's Colin Ray.
He finally gave in to his friend's girlfriend when she said there's someone you should meet. At a crowded restaurant way across town, he waited impatiently. She walked in, their eyes met, and they both stared. Right there and then, everyone else disappeared. But one boy, one girl, two hearts beating wildly. To put it mildly, it was love at first sight.
Girl.
and her boyfriend had a big fight. She found out what everybody knew. Too many cooks spoil the stew. She don't care what nobody thinks. She's gonna be bad till the whole town stinks. Betty's being bad. Betty's being bad. Bad, bad, bad. She's up being bad. Betty's up being bad tonight. Betty and her boyfriend, they had a big fight. She found out, said, pack your bags, I want you out. Her boyfriend thought she was talking jive. Billy saw her standing with a 45. A 45's quicker than 409. Betty cleaned the house for the very last time. Betty's being bad. Betty's being bad. Bad, bad, bad. She's out being bad. Betty's out being bad tonight. Betty and her boyfriend, they had a big fight. Betty, don't scream and shout unless you're ready.
Ready to rock, ready to roll
till it all freezes over and you catch a cold. Betty's not mad, she's just getting even. Betty's being bad, it's her way of leaving. Betty's being bad. Betty's being bad. Bad, bad, bad. She's out being bad. Betty's out being bad tonight. Betty and her boyfriend had a big fight.
Sawyer Brown, Betty's being bad again. Oh, well, coming up, news, weather, and sports here at WRCO and regular features along the way. And inquiring minds want to know, how was it in Sexsmith watching the game? Well, I kind of spent a little time doing other things, always kind of being mindful of the score. But I did watch, I would say, about half of the game, but kind of was out playing for the first quarter and then just a little bit. Maybe I'm a little biased.
Timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log and Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber. Meister Log and Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it's helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
WRCO.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you, and also by BL Signs. As far as the forecast, that's probably the biggest news today, a high of 35, fairly mild yet today, but then some snow starting tonight, 1 to 3 inches by tomorrow morning at this time, and an additional 4 to 6 inches could happen on Tuesday. A winter storm warning in effect for a great deal of our listening area starting at midnight tonight, and for Iowa and Sauk County starting at 6 tomorrow morning. Right now in Richland Center, it is 26 degrees.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Richland Center Fire Department was dispatched for a house fire at 31877 Dog Hollow Road Sunday afternoon. Upon arrival, fire units found fire coming out of the north end of the house by the chimney and also along the ridge cap of the entire metal roof line. Fire crews were able to contain the fire to mainly the attic area and chimney area of the home. There was severe smoke and water damage to the complete structure, but there were no injuries. The fire units that responded, seven of them, firefighters were there around 33, and they were there for 3 hours. Also assisted at the scene by Richland County Sheriff's Department, Alliant Energy, Ithaca First Responders, and the Cazenovia EMS. A ballot placement drawing will be held today at 10 o'clock in the City Clerk Treasurer's Office, located at 450 South Main Street in Richland Center. Two candidates for the office of Richland Center Mayor have been certified to appear on the ballot for the April 2nd spring election. The position of Richland Center Mayor is a two-year term. The candidates are Todd Coppernall and Karen Tepley. The deadline for candidates to file nomination papers, declarations of candidacy, and campaign registration statement was at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, January 2nd. Wisconsin law requires a drawing of lots to determine the order of the candidates' names on the ballot. The candidates' names will be printed on uniform slips and placed in a box for drawing. The first name drawn will appear first on the ballot, and the second name drawn will appear second. The drawing, which is open to the public, will be witnessed and certified by the city clerk for placement on a consolidated ballot for electors to vote. Candidates are not required to be present for the drawing. Since there are no challengers for the other races, a drawing is not necessary. The extended deadline has passed for anyone interested in running for the District Number 1 alderperson seat, currently held by Connie Hoppenjohn, who did not return nomination papers by the Tuesday, January 2nd deadline. That means there will be no ballot candidate listed on the April 2nd ballot in District 1. Saturday morning at approximately 10:16, the Iowa County Dispatch Center received 911 calls reporting a two-vehicle head-on collision on Highway K near Highway Double K. It was reported that there were four injuries. Multiple agencies responded to the scene. Preliminary investigation shows a car was traveling northbound on Highway K, rounding a curve, and lost control on the snow and ice-covered road. The car crossed the center line and impacted a southbound car in the southbound lane. Four adults were transported to a Madison hospital with various injuries. Identities of the individuals are not being released this time. Speed and alcohol do not appear to be contributing factors. According to a news release from the Dane County Sheriff's Office, Marine and Trail Enforcement Team, ice conditions on all area bodies of water are still unsafe. Madison area lakes have not begun to freeze over, and it appears it will be quite some time before they do. Retention ponds, drainage ditches, and other smaller bodies of water have thin ice forming on the surface. Snowfall makes it difficult to judge ice thickness, and the Sheriff's Office is asking people to use extreme care before venturing onto any ice. Over the weekend, a rare occurrence of an earthquake in the state.
Facebook posts on Sunday from the Crandon Fire Department and the Forest County Sheriff's Office referenced the quake near the Crandon Airport. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the epicenter of the 2.5 magnitude quake was 6.2 miles underground and 2.4 miles northeast of Mole Lake. The Sheriff's Office Facebook page said there had been multiple calls regarding abnormally excessive shaking and vibration, but no reports of damage and no injuries. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Giving blood or platelets with the American Red Cross can help those in need make more memories with loved ones. Seasonal illnesses can impact donor availability, making it hard to collect enough blood and platelets. Unfortunately, trauma patients in the emergency room, those undergoing cancer treatment, and new parents in need of life-saving transfusions can't take a break. When blood platelets are fully stocked on hospital shelves, patients don't have to wait for critical care. Celebrate National Donor Month by making a donation. A blood drive will be held Tuesday from 9 until 2 at Baraboo High School and Wednesday, January 10th from 11:30 until 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. Making and keeping appointments throughout the month can help safeguard the national blood supply. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is asking once again for caring individuals to send Valentine's Day cards to veterans living at the Wisconsin Veterans Homes in Chippewa Falls, King, and Union Grove. WDVA received 24,000 Valentines last year and spread a lot of the love to veterans, loved ones, and Gold Star families that reside in the homes. Please be sure to mail your Valentine's Day cards no later than January 31st so they can arrive in time for February 14th. Send to Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, Attention Veteran Valentines, P.O. Box 7843, Madison, Wisconsin 53707. Do not include candy, food, or snacks with these due to allergies or dietary restrictions.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Cloudy today and a high of 35, then tonight 29, snow by late evening, 1 to 3 inches possible by morning, an additional 4 to 6 inches expected Tuesday. Tuesday night, an additional 1 inch possible, bringing storm totals up to 6 to 10 inches. Generally, isolated higher amounts as well could be happening, a 23-degree low Tuesday night. Wednesday, 31, with light snow likely again in the evening, 1 to 2 inches possible overnight. Thursday, 28, and again Friday, several inches of snow possible. High of 26. Cold temperatures by the weekend, a high Saturday of 18. Sunday, a high of just 11. In Richland Center, after an earlier reading of 30 degrees, we're at 26, the overnight low.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started, to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
Walsh's Ace has a full-service small engine shop. Right now, you can get all your small engine serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Your chainsaw, snowblower, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians, giving you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale, and pickup and delivery service is available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Sports Time is sponsored by Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the high school schedule for this evening and a recap of a win for the Pack.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
In high school basketball tonight, we'll be on hand at Ithaca. The Bulldogs will play host to Belmont. Boys basketball elsewhere, Platteville at Monona Grove and Darlington at River Valley, Argyle at Potosi. Girls basketball tonight, Cuba City at Riverdale, Mauston at Portage, Benton at Iowa Grand, Dodgeville at Belleville, River Valley is playing at Pecatonica Argyle, and East Dubuque at Belmont. Over the weekend, some good wrestling action in the area. Bill Twining has more.
The 54th annual Lee Griffin Wrestling Invitational was held Saturday at Kickapoo High School in Viola. For the third year now, a girls' tournament was run concurrently with a boys' event. The host squad from Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative won the girls' tournament for the third year in a row, while the Richland Center Hornets, under new coach Silas Coleman, won the boys' event for the first time since 2020. There were 16 teams in the girls' tournament Saturday. Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative led the way with 86 points. North Crawford Seneca, despite having just three wrestlers, took second with 57, followed by Westby, 41, Sparta, 39, and fifth place, Richland Center, with 30. Area schools Dodgeville placed 7th, Ithaca Weston 8th, and River Valley 10th. For the boys, which had 12 teams competing, Richland Center, on the strength of just seven wrestlers, claimed the title with 128 points. Last year's champ, the Iowa Grant Highland Varsity Reserves, nipped Onalaska for second place 113.5 to 112. Viroqua was 4th, Westby 5th. Area schools followed with Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative in 6th place with 73.5 points. Boscobel Wazika Steuben 7th with 55.5, and Brookwood 8th with 54. Rounding out the field, Blair Taylor, the La Crosse Aquinas Varsity Reserves, Hillsborough, and North Crawford Seneca. The Lee Griffin Invitational Most Valuable Wrestlers both come from Richland Center. For the girls, 107-pound senior Emma Haiti won her second title at the event and was named Most Valuable. For the boys, her brother, junior Ethan Haiti, wrestling at 120 for the Hornets, won his third straight title at the Lee Griffin, was named Most Valuable Wrestler for the second straight year, sharing the honors this year with unbeaten senior Jackson Hughes of Onalaska.
Thanks, Bill. Also in Packer news, the Packers return to the NFL playoffs after a 17-9 win over the Bears. The win means Green Bay will meet the Dallas Cowboys in the first round of the postseason Sunday afternoon. It's the second game of the playoff series Sunday, kickoff time around 3:30. Quarterback Jordan Love completed 27 of 32 passes for 316 yards, two scores, no interceptions. Overall, the team did very well to come back after a 2-5 start. Here's Coach Matt LaFleur.
Persevere throughout the course of the season, you know, to prove a lot of people wrong, but it's really ultimately about their ability to stay together and continue to fight. I've said it so many times, when you go through adversity and you just keep your head down, you keep working, you keep sticking together, you come through it, usually you're better for it.
And Jordan Love commented on the game and the win and the team headed to the playoffs.
It means everything. You know, this is the opportunity that we work for all season long. And, you know, obviously coming into it, this was a huge game for us. Our last couple games have really been playoff games. We've had to win those. So, you know, just with our back against the wall, I'm just proud of this team. How we fought, stuck together, and put ourselves in position to make a playoff run.
The Packers live to play another day. Elsewhere yesterday in the NFL, Cincinnati 31-14 over Cleveland, Detroit 30, Minnesota 20, the Jets 17, New England 3, New Orleans 48-17 over Atlanta, Tampa Bay 9, Carolina nothing, Tennessee 28-20 over Jacksonville, Dallas 38, Washington 10, Kansas City 13-12 over the Chargers, Rams 21, San Francisco 20, Las Vegas 27-14 over Denver, the Giants 27, Philadelphia 10, Seattle 21-20 over Arizona, and Buffalo beat Miami 21-14. The defense-minded Wisconsin men's hockey team scored big to run its winning streak to 9 games in a row with a 7-4 decision at Notre Dame on Saturday. That's the Badgers' longest string of victories in 34 years. The Bucks will try to find their defensive mojo again as Utah visits the Fiserv Forum tonight. A 112-108 loss to the Rockets Saturday was Milwaukee's third loss in the last 4 games. Certainly, Giannis has been scoring well, but the defense has had lots of breakdowns. That's an update on Monday Morning Sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their windows to take a peek. How she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. Now the girl can't help it. Well, up on Main Street by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. She don't look back, she ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. No, the girl can't help it. Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on.
Yeah.
Underwood and WRCO Radio, and out of that truck. 26 degrees here, WRCO, 9 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. I am guessing that by this time tomorrow morning, you'll be hearing a few announcements. I would guess, anyway, unless they're just totally, totally out there. But with this many weather people predicting that, I'm thinking that somebody's going to hit it pretty close to being on the head. And normally, by this time, they're a little bit more accurate. The ones that are a little bit in question are the several days before the big snowmageddons. But now when it's this close, I'm guessing they're probably going to be fairly accurate. I'll have to get the chains on the Vibe and the blade on the Alice Chalmers.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center Wednesdays at 11:30. This week's auction includes a 30-cow milking herd dispersal from Crawford County, AI sired and AI bred. This young stall barn herd, mostly first and second lactation, sold out in 2020 and started back up 6 months later with heifers. Monthly herd check from Cashin Vet Service, plus fresh cows and two-year-olds. Milking and bred back cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, baby heifer, and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stateauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday at 11:30.
7 minutes before 7 o'clock. Here's Tim McGraw.
You know, there's a light that glows by the front door. Don't forget the keys under the mat. Childhood stars shine, always stay humble and kind. Go to church cause your mama says to. Visit grandpa every chance that you can. It won't be wasted time, always stay humble and kind.
popsicle. Shut off the AC and roll the windows down. Let that summer sunshine always stay humble and kind. Don't take for granted the love this life gives you. When you get where you're going, don't forget, turn back around. Help the next one in line, always stay humble and kind.
Music and a message from Tim McGraw on WRCO. A news, weather, and sports update comes up a little bit later on. The AP News is straight ahead this morning here on the radio.
Oh, honey, I can tell there's a little devil in your eyes. Look like you're a cowboy running from the 5-0 lights. Bet you like playing chicken on the train tracks, pitch black with no headlights. Yeah, honey, I can tell that we're headed for a real good time. Buckle up, baby, you better hold on tight. 'Cause I'm a wild ride, little snake bite. I'm a bona fide do or die. I'm a stick of dynamite, fist fight. Got you hypnotized, little moonshine, two time burning down a Friday night. You say that you like to party. Well, let me tell you a little something about me. Hey, baby, if you want crazy, I'm certified. You think you're as bad as Johnny walking that line? And those snakeskin boots are cute, but got nothing on mine. If you're turned to 10, I'm 11. Add it up to 20.